Blog Talk Radio. thank you guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome to today's show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show, those who are listening via cell phone. Thank you guys for tuning in, and those who are listening via my show page online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. I'm a little out of breath right now. I've been dancing like crazy to start this show. I just get down on Michael Jackson. I don't care what he's doing. I don't care what song it is. I can get to it, right? And I know you guys can too. I grew up on Michael Jackson. So a lot of guys now, you know, you guys got these rappers and all this stuff that you know, admiring and all this. But we grew up on Michael Jackson. And there's no one since that's been ever been able to touch him. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Call in. Give your opinion on today's show. I see a lot of people just now joining the show, so welcome to you guys. I know the topic went out a little while ago, and I've been getting text messages ever since. Okay? It's going to be a great show, so stick around. Today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call a certified public accounting firm on Duty. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with any of your needs. Now, my sponsor, CPA on Duty, asked me to start to reveal now that it's after tax season, after the tax deadline, that if you guys get any kind of letters from the IRS, please give them a call, see if they can help you with your IRS issue. 770-732-0244 is their number. And make sure that when you do, give them a call, let them know that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right? So, again, 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. And thank you guys for tuning in. I was a little out of breath, but I'm back in the groove now. I've caught back up, right? But I was jamming right there at the end, right? I was jamming right there in the song, right? That's the way I do it. Now, guys, you can also follow the show on Twitter. I'm on Twitter at TheFrankWShow. Twitter at TheFrankWShow. You can also follow us on Facebook. You can search for The Frank Williams Show on Facebook, and our page should come up there, and go ahead and become friends of the show there. And, of course, you guys that are online at Blog Talk Radio, there should be an icon there that says follow this show. And you can go ahead and click on that icon and set that up where you'll be able to follow the show on a daily basis. Whether you're on Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, or Twitter, you should never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. Now, before I get into the show, guys, what I've been doing lately here over the last few shows, I've been doing a reciprocate. I've been doing what we called a word. I've been giving a word every show. I'll give a word, and I'll tell the definition of it. So today's word is reciprocate. Reciprocate. R-E-C-I-P-R-O-C-A-T-E. Reciprocate is a verb, which means to, and you can, it could be a gesture or an action, by making a corresponding one. Okay? The favor was reciprocated. that means to respond to a gesture or an action by making a corresponding one. Okay? And so reciprocate is the word. I was happy to reciprocate. Means you was happy to do the same or do that in return. Okay? Respond in kind. Return the favor. All right? Reciprocate. So if someone does a favor for you, you know, loans you money or whatever, you can turn around and reciprocate that by loaning them money when they ask you for some money. Okay? Reciprocate. Remember that. Okay? Now, guys, today's show, the episode is called If You're Not in the Industry, Why Make a Sex Tape? If you are not in the industry, that means the porn industry, right? That's what I'm talking about, the porn industry. If you're not in the porn industry, pornography industry, and I know I got a lot of young kids that listen to the show. My daughter listens to the show. But if you're not in the industry, in the pornography industry, why do you make a sex tape? All right? And my whole thing, and I'm going to say this before I get into this, because this is my opinion, right? You have your opinion. You can call into the show. All the lines are open for you to call into the show. And you can give your opinion on how you feel about this. But this is my opinion, okay? And don't send me a bunch of emails or text messages about this, because I'm not going to change. It's my opinion, right? And but what I'm saying is, and I'm kind of pulling this from, I know you guys have seen maybe over the last month or two, or the last month, that the girl from Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, Mimi, and her friend Nico has a sex tape out there. But see, there's a difference between a sex tape and a porn tape. Okay? A porn tape is something that you practice, something that you rehearse. Okay? And something that you do, you know, you do this and you do the acts, and then they take that tape or that recording, and then they turn around and edit it. And what I mean by edited it is they take it and they cut it up, and they can make scenes, okay? And just like a movie production. All right? So what I call this that Mimi and Nico did, I call it a porn movie. I don't call it a sex tape, okay, because this thing has been cut up and produced. It was done in high definition. It was done by a nice camera in high definition. You could tell who they were, tell what they were doing. And to me, you could also tell that it was something that may have been rehearsed. Now, she says that when the red light come on the camera, she you know, when she gets in the moment, she doesn't think about the camera being on. She doesn't think about the red light on the camera. Okay? So that's fine, right? That's fair when you're making a movie, a pornographic movie. The difference between I told you what a pornographic movie was. Now, what's a sex tape? A sex tape is what maybe a couple of years ago you saw the sex tape with Kim Kardashian and Ray J, right? Now, Ray J, without Kim's permission, he set up a camera in the bedroom. He set up a camera, a hidden camera in the bedroom, and put it where it was filming on the bed in the bedroom. Okay? And And then he got in front of the camera and said, I'm getting ready to show y'all how I do it, how I put it down, right? And then she comes in the room, and she sits down, and he makes sure that she's sitting in front of the camera. And then they start doing what they do, right? They start having sex, okay? Now, that's a sex tape, all right? And then it got put out there, whatever, I guess by him or whomever put it out there. And the next thing you know, Kim Kardashian blew up. But what happened to Ray J? He kind of gave a little firecracker. But Kim Kardashian turned into a big piece of dynamite, and she blew up. Okay? Now, with this pornographic movie that Nico and Mimi has made, I mean, she says that she didn't want it out there, put it out there. Now, they were on they still are on V103 right now this morning, and they've been getting calls, and people been calling in saying that, hey, you know, what y'all do in y'all bedroom is fine, but if you're not in that industry, you know, if you didn't want it out there, why do you have someone with a camera in the room watching you, filming you, having sex together? I don't know about you guys, but I don't want someone else in the room filming me having sex with my wife, right? I don't want that. I mean, I'm just keeping it real, right? I don't know if you guys are like that or whatever, to each his own. But that's not me. But if I was in the porn industry, okay, and let's get this straight. I don't want to be in the porn industry, all right? But if I was in the porn industry, then that's a totally different story. That's my job. Right, is to have sex with these different women and have it filmed. Okay? Now, because you're a celebrity or so-called celebrity, then you have this production going on. You got someone in the room with a camera, and then you say you don't want it put out in the street. Come on, man. How is that not going to happen? Okay, now Nico says that someone stole his bag that had the camera in it with the video on it and everything, and they stole his bag from the airline. Okay, now that's I'm not saying that that's uncommon. Because it happens, it's happened to me, it's probably happened to you before. But it's kind of highly unlikely that someone would steal your bag with your camera in it and take that camera, look at the video, edit that video, and then put it out on the internet. That's highly unlikely. Okay, I think the chances of that are very, very slim. So that's what he said happened. Now they're asking him, did he go into the airline and raise hell about his bag? You got an expensive camera in there, and you need to make some type of claim for that. Okay. So, evidently, he never got the camera or any of his belongings back. So, he's like, oh, well. But now on V103, they got all these people calling in to the show. And then, now we found out that some of the people from the airlines are wanting to call in or trying to get into the show and call in. And I don't know what they're going to say. Like I say, they're still on the show. But I guarantee you that they're going to say, hey, he never reported his bag stolen because he put it out there. He put that sex tape out there. This guy is really unknown until now. Right? And then myself, what I'm thinking is, why would you want to put a sex tape out there for everyone to see? And you've got a little kid at home that at some point they're going to see it. They're going to know. Right? Maybe it may not be now. It may not be next year. It may be 4 or 5 years from now. But her little girl going to see her making a sex tape, having sex with someone. I mean, doing it all. Right? I don't want my kid to see me in that act, doing that. Do you? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. I know that this is a heavy subject, and I know a lot of people don't want to call into the show and talk about this, but I will. And what I'm saying is, and I'm thinking now that, okay, if she didn't want it out there, now it's out there. Now they're trying to capitalize on it. I'm making money from it. But at the same time, I saw pieces of it at work. Someone had it up on their phone at work. I saw pieces of it. But it's nothing extraordinary about it. Y'all with me? It's nothing extraordinary about it. As far as the porn industry goes, nothing extraordinary about it. You know, he and some, you know, well-hung dude that she can't take what he's got. She's not some chick that, you know, can do things that some of the girls in the porn industry do with themselves that's extraordinary. That isn't it. Okay? So why make a sex tape? Well, it's not a sex tape. Okay, I got to get away from that. It's a pornographic movie. Why make a pornographic movie that you don't want to get out there? See, I think they wanted it out there. I think they're looking for attention, especially him. He's an unknown, okay? He's been on the show a few times in the last series of the show or whatever, but he wasn't getting paid, okay? Only until now he's starting to get paid from the show. He's one of the characters now on the show. But, and I think it's because of the pornographic movie that he and Mimi made. Now, Mimi's ex-guy, Stevie J, now Stevie J wants to jump this dude because, you know, now they got a pornographic movie out there with his ex-old lady. Now, one thing I always say this, guys can go out and be with other women outside of their relationship. But when women go out and be with other guys outside of their relationship, the guy that they have a relationship with, he can't stand it. Okay? We just can't deal with that. I mean, some guys can, but most guys can't deal with that. I couldn't deal with that. I wouldn't be able to deal with that. women, a lot of women can deal with that. But some women can't deal with it. Right? So Stevie J is one of the guys who can't deal with that. Right? So he wants to jump the dude or beat him up or make him pay or whatever, you know, give him some pain or whatever, because he's with his ex old lady. All right? Now, hey, if, you know, if she's out there, they're, you know, they're not together anymore. He's moved on. He's married to Jocelyn now or whatever. And she's gone on, and his ex, Mimi, she's gone on. She's with this guy, Nico. Now, what they do in their own bedroom or whatever, hey, fine. I don't see that. I don't know that. Whatever. But when you put it out there on the internet and for everyone to see, now it's a problem because I see it too. Right? Right? I see it too. You know, we aren't wired that way. Most of us aren't wired that way to be able to handle that. Okay, she slept with another guy, yada, yada. I'm good with that. I she'll be back to me. She's coming home to me. But for most guys, and I say most guys, can't deal with that. Right? So why did they do that? If you're not in the industry, why do that? I don't get it. Is it money? Is it attention? Is it a higher status level that you get with that? I don't think so. I think they kind of have, Mimi anyway, has kind of tainted her image. And that's all I got to say about that. Now, before I get off the show, I got about a minute left in the show. I want to say that to all you guys, thank you for being with me over these past couple of years. Not quite 2 years on the show yet, but I'm thinking now of going to a bigger show, to a two-hour show. So if you guys give me some feedback on that, let me know if you think I'm going in the right direction with this. Because, everyone's trying to push me this way. I'm thinking about it, but I don't really have time. But I think I can make it happen, okay? Tell me if you guys would like to do that or if you guys think that I can move that away. Anyway, thank you guys for tuning in the show. Take care of yourselves. Have a great day today, and have a great, great week, rest of the week. Have a tremendous weekend, and take care of your families. Join me tomorrow, same place, same time, on the Frank Williams Show. Take care, guys.